Great to have your company on this Thursday edition of Racing Pulse. And it is a magnificent morning standing up here looking over the Caulfield precinct. And as I stand in the trainer's tower and look up towards the top, that was the area for a few years that the Freedmans, the FBI, made their home here at Caulfield. It was a bit before Sam's time, but I'm sure he remembers some days out at Caulfield from those years. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Very well, thanks.
How old were you when your dad and the rest of your uncles were out here at Caulfield?
God, I would imagine I would have been in diapers probably even.
Is it that long ago?
Yeah, I would imagine so, yeah.
I keep forgetting how young you are, Sam G. Well, it'll be a nice way to farewell Caulfield anyway with the Freedman name. If you could win the major on Saturday, the Zipping Classic, and gee, it was a beautiful ride over the Flemington Carnival on Warning. Talking to Jason Kerr out here today, he's a little bit worried. He said, we need this predicted rain to fall, and I suppose you would love to see that rain fall as well.
Yeah, well, he could put some water on it if he wanted to as well.
I think he will.
But, yeah, look, he'd obviously prefer a little bit of sting out of the ground, and it's a little frustrating. It looks like most of the rain might miss, but, the horse is absolutely flying at the moment, so hopefully he's, I'm sure he's there to run a big race, and, you know, his regular rider, who's known him since he was a two-year-old, you know, the commentary this whole prep's largely been that his actions, you know, back to really what it was as a three-year-old, and that's probably been the main thing that's caused him to mix his form a little bit previously, is when his action may not be 100%, but he's in great form.
Is that because he's just had a few niggles and you've been able to get those ailments right?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, he ran in three derbies, he ran in a Caulfield Cup, a Melbourne Cup, an Australian Cup. You know, those sort of races are always going to take their toll on a fairly young horse. And, you know, you sort of, once you win a derby and then you come back at four and you're running in those races, you're still quite immature and it puts a lot of pressure on them. So he probably felt that at the start of the autumn, and he's really been in work for much of the year. And, you know, he's slowly just made really good improvement. And, you know, we've discussed it, Anthony and I, that he is probably a horse we'll just keep in training and keep him ticking over. He's probably not one we'll ever look to give, a long spell to or anything like that. He's very happy in the stable environment.
His last two wins, beautifully ridden by Nash Rawilla, who took the, assertive approach last start in a smallish field, and he dictated terms. A bigger field on Saturday. We haven't got the barrier draws and final field as yet, but what are your early thoughts? Would you contemplate going forward, similar to last start?
Yeah, we think so. And it was actually in the derby when Ollie rode him, and he made the decision to basically go forward on him that day. The plan was initially to ride him with some cover. So probably a lot of his best performances have been when he's been able to get up there on the speed and show what a true stayer he is. So, yeah, I think that's certainly, going to be a plan with him. And, hopefully he can begin well. He's been beginning well, you know, his past couple. So that should make it a little easier.
Who's locked in to ride on Saturday?
Yeah, Damien Oliver, he's jumping back on board, so he knows the horse very well from his younger years. And, Nash wasn't coming down from Sydney, so, it's great to have him back on board.
You got another interesting runner in Sinawan, and I remember talking to you before his first run at Flemington. You said, look, he's going to need this run. What did you make of that performance?
We were happy with him. He travelled very strongly, which his trials had been little mixed. He was sort of a little bit laid back in them, and he was rounding them off okay, just looking like he wanted further. And in the race, he was right up there on the bridle, so it was good to see that. He was a little bit fresh and above himself. He actually got his tongue over the bit as well, so he came back in, and J-Mac got off and just said, oh, you just felt like he might have been holding his breath. So he did, in fact, have his tongue over the bit back in the mounting yard, and we've put the tongue tie on him. He actually had a trial on Friday at Flemington with that on, and he went super. So I think you'll see some really good improvement from him.
Staying at 1400, was that the plan?
Yeah, it was. He's a horse that obviously stretched out over a bit further overseas, but he's always been a pretty strong travelling horse, and we want to teach him to just travel nicely in his races. So a horse like Streets of Avalon in the race, I'm sure at least there's good tempo. He should get into a good rhythm. And, you know, after this run Saturday, we'll get a good guide as to what his best distance will be. Ultimately, in time, it probably will be over a bit further.
In the Merson Cooper, you've got Moco, a two-year-old filly making her debut. How good is she?
Yeah, she's a nice filly. She's, you know, she's a daughter of Impending and out of a mare that Lee trains, a Bayer. But, you know, won a Group 2, I think, at the Valley. So it's a family we've had a little bit to do with. She's done everything right. She's a big, scopey filly. She's not a little squibby two-year-old, so she's got a bit of substance to her and a fair bit of class. So, yeah, she's ready to go.
And you've got Yulong Command and a couple of others at Caulfield on Saturday. Who's your best on Saturday, do you think?
I do really like the two-year-old, so I think she can go very close.
All right, well, that's a good push. And then can you leave us with a winner today?
Your Guardian Spirit, he should get the job done, all things being equal. He's a very progressive horse and was a good first-up winner, and he's not gone backwards since then.
Yep, and the form was franked yesterday. Good on you, Sam. Good luck today and over the weekend.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.